they expect us to be graceful, right? We can be more. And then it says nothing can stop us. How old are you again?
Eric Ibarra, founder of Las Fotos Project, talks to a young spectator about what the feminist uprising means to her at the Feminist Uprising exhibition in the New Youth Gallery located in Lincoln Heights, California. Ibarra, who has a background in sociology, started Las Fotos Project in the summer of 2010. He got the idea after watching a documentary called Born into Brothels about a photographer in India who teaches young people how to use cameras. Changing his life drastically, Ibarra committed to the idea fully.
I was working at this firm in downtown LA as a business analyst, and I wanted to do something outside of my 9-to-5, and so I was like, oh, let me put together like this summer photo class for a group of young people. And from there, it just kind of grew. So the first group that I worked with was a group of middle school girls from an organization called Para Los Niños in downtown LA. There's about 7 students, all middle school girls. And we worked together over the summer, put together a photo exhibition. And that was the first time I got to see like the power of photography, how they could use cameras to, you know, tell their own stories and connect. So the mission of Las Fotos Project is to inspire teenage girls through photography, mentorship, and healthy forms of self-expression, so artistic expression. The goal really is to make sure that girls have a space where they can feel supported and have access to resources that will help them in whatever it is that they want to do in school, with their families, their future careers. Photography is really the tool that we use to kind of engage the girls.
Las Fotos Project board member and high school teacher, Emily Grijalva, has been involved with the organization since 2013.
4 years ago, I ended up at one of their exhibits, and I was completely just in awe and inspired by the amazing work that I saw. I was especially drawn to this collaboration between young girls in Guatemala and young girls in Boyle Heights. And so I just kind of wanted to participate. I was a teacher, or I am a teacher, and so I wanted to first start getting my students involved and finding ways that I could support the organization. And then 2 years ago, Eric suggested I become a board member, and so I went through the process, and this is my second year serving as a board member. It involves a lot. A lot of it is, you know, trying to figure out ways that we can support and sustain the organization. I think, you know, as a teacher, I didn't really have a true understanding of nonprofit world and just how these organizations, all the grant writing and fundraising that needs to happen to sustain such an important organization. And so I think for me, it's been also a learning process. So whether it's like, how do we advocate for the organization? How do we support fundraising efforts, grant writing efforts? And I still continue to work with the girls and trying to make sure that we outreach and get as many girls involved as possible. They gain so much. I think, one, just like, you know, understanding photography and really getting to develop and nurture those skills. But I think also they learn to advocate for themselves. They learn how to advocate for their community. And then also just to express themselves. I mean, I think we all know that being a teenage girl can be a very difficult stage, and especially being a woman of color, growing up in inner cities. And so there's a lot that they're going against. And I think that through photography, through art expression, through writing, through like networking and supporting each other, I think that they create, you know, space for themselves. They're able to find their voice. And as a teacher, what I've noticed from my students who have gone through the program is this like confidence and just this understanding of themselves that I think a lot of people don't even get to like explore or truly understand until they're like in college or as an adult even. But they really develop this strong sense of self. And so students that maybe were shy at the beginning or who just didn't know where they fit in completely blossom and open up and now want to be more involved and are able to just, you know, want to interact with others and be a part of their community.
16-year-old Fabiola Lopez has been a student mentee at Las Fotos Project for 2 years.
I'm able to get connections with not only girls my age who also have the same interests as me, but also women who are in photography and who are able to help me and lead me into a career of photography, which is something I want to do. I'm learning to be more confident in my work because that's something that I struggle with, well, before I started Las Fotos Project, but also just basic skills like getting your work into a gallery, like writing about your work for the gallery or doing interviews, or right now they're building a dark room, so I'm going to be learning how to do film, and they have Photoshop classes, so it's just a range of things that involve photography, but also just like social skills. I'm able to have a one-on-one like connection with my mentor, who is a professional photographer, and she really helps encourage me and teach me just basic skills when I'm on like out doing a photo shoot. And it's really cool because that's something that not everyone can get, and I already have this like really strong connection with her, so that's going to help me in the future.
Artists in the Workforce, a report released by the National Endowment for the Arts, states that while almost 60% of professional photographers are men, 60% of photographers under the age of 35 are women. That same report reveals that the median income for female photographers is less than half of what male photographers make. 27-year-old professional photographer Courtney Coles shares her thoughts about being a female in the field of photography.
Women see the world in a very much different way than men do, and it's very important that we have our voices added to the conversation as well, so we can like have a dialogue versus a one-sided, this is how things are because of Ansel Adams and his friends, and it's like, no, but there's also women who are like working alongside them too, who people didn't really know about until later. I think it's important that something like Lost Photos exists because it lets these girls know that it too is like a nice form of like expression, not just like writing or dancing or singing or football or sports or whatever. They matter and helps them kind of, I guess, find their voice before having to, I guess, be an adult. It's important to have like a mentor just kind of guide you through that so you don't feel alone in the process.
The Feminist Uprising Youth Photo Exhibition will be on display at Las Fotos Project Youth Gallery Friday evenings from 7 to 10 p.m. now through May 26th. Work on display is available for purchase, with 100% of the proceeds being donated to transitional feminist organization Affirm LA.
And then 25% is the cost of printing and, you know, getting all that together, and then the rest is donated. So far we've been able to donate, we will be donating a minimum of $610, because that's from just the sale from Friday. So that's the other reason I want people to come, is because the more photos we sell, the more we can donate to Affirm so that they can continue doing the march, you know? So, and it's great for the girls to understand that too, that their work is being used to like advance something else, you know, besides their own pockets.
For KPCRadio.com, I'm Skylar Lester.